Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How do you do? Here we are all over America, all over... excuse me, I was just looking at a promotional thing for the DJV program, how we tell people how to listen in the various ways. You know, there's the Doug Stephan Now channel that's been on TuneIn. You can find us all over the place on the various podcast and networks, the podcast itself, Doug Stephan. There's the DJVshow.com, which is where you get this program. Googled Doug Stephan to see what would come up. From time to time, as you know, this is an entrepreneurial adventure, and I'm sort of in charge, so every once in a while I check on things to see how they're working. Sometimes they're working fine. Sometimes they're not working at all. And so in trying to find where... I found two things that were actually kind of weird, ladies. One of them was how many Doug Stephans there are in America. And one of the reasons that there's a bit of confusion is because Doug Stephan is identified in the cities or towns where the radio program is heard. So you don't really know by looking at the screen the first time I went to it, is it me that's in all of these communities? Because you look at the map, there are pins all over the place. And then there claims to be 85 people named Doug Stephan. There's one in Columbus, Ohio. Well, we're on the radio there. There's one here in Framingham, Mass. That's me. There's one in Healy, Alaska. That's where we're on the air. There's one in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're on the air there. So you see what I mean? Is this sort of, is that me or is it somebody else who's there? Here's one in Tule, Utah, and that's where we're on the air in Utah. Salt Lake City, there's another Doug Stephan in Glendale, Arizona. We're on the air there. Do you think it's, is it me or is it somebody, are there all these Doug Stephans everywhere?
There's only one you.
Yeah, there is only one you.
I find it interesting. Do you ever Google your name? Victoria, if you Google your name, what do you come up with?
All my social media stuff comes up. Actually, you know what? The weirdest thing is, a couple years ago, I was on the beach reading a Vanity Fair magazine about, it was an article about Madonna doing work in Malawi.
Yeah.
And she said in it, in the quote, she said, "Well, I owe all of my exposure to Malawi to Victoria Keelan," spelled exactly like my name. And I did it was so surreal because, like, my name is not common. And even the way that my last name is spelled with an A at the end, A-N, and normally Keelan is E-N, so it was so bizarre that to have another Victoria Keelan in the world. So, yes, it was trippy. But that's the only other one I've ever found.
So this particular, the results of this inquiry showed that the average Doug Stephan was 58 years of age, made $104,000 a year, 100% Caucasian, and 52% of me is married.
Only half of you is married?
Only half of you is married.
That's about
there
right.
There you go. That's right. Okay. Jennifer, the Iowa caucus coming up this week. I think it's Monday, as a matter of fact. So keeping people informed as to what to expect. Is it over? Are the polls changing much? Have they in the last week? What do we expect will happen as the polls open on Monday?
The big story is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has been surging all over the place. And, you know, we've seen candidates surge before. He just happens to be surging at the right time. We saw Mayor Pete surging for a while towards the end of last year. Certainly Elizabeth Warren surging over the summer. Now it's Bernie's turn, and it's peaking at the right time. What's the notable story here is that these candidates that are still in the race have all started to kind of turn on each other a bit. It's been pretty friendly. There hasn't been a lot of nastiness. I mean, there have been a few moments during debates where things got a little uncomfortable, but by and large, most of these candidates have been pretty polite. Starting off at the top, Mayor Pete has changed his tone a bit in his closing argument ahead of the caucuses during the day on Monday. He swung at both front runners. He called Joe Biden a risk, and he said Bernie Sanders is polarizing. He kind of is obviously listening to him is reflecting what the polling showing, and it's him trying to catch up with these two who are ahead of him in the polls. But both Biden and Sanders skipped or failed to mention Mayor Pete or any other rival Democrat in events over the past couple of days. But Biden has been arguing that he offers stability and he'll build on the Obama years. And he said he's just itching for a fight with Trump on guns and health care and foreign policy, national security. He's still using the storyline that he's the one that's best suited to beat Trump. Elizabeth Warren hosted a teletown hall because, you know, she's been tied up with the impeachment trial. She worked on her pitch saying that women are better positioned than men to win in the general. She said that the data shows women have been outperforming men as candidates in competitive races ever since Donald Trump took office, and she's been trying to make that argument.
Except she can make the argument, but it's not about her. She's not
she's
the one.
She's correct, but I don't think it applies
right.
to her.
Yeah, right. We agree on that.
Then Bernie said that he's the one who's consistent, and he's the one that has a progressive record, and he's got the grassroots.
Right about that.
That's
movement
true.
Behind him, sure. He said, "I'm here." This is another one that he was he was doing telepathically, I suppose, electronically. He did a tele rally as well from D.C. last week, and he said that he'd rather be in Iowa, but he's stuck in Washington D.C. He talked about his plans as president: raising the minimum wage, legalizing marijuana, passing Medicare for all, protecting women's rights, fight climate change, restrict gun access, and an overhaul of immigration policy. So. Again, they're trying to fight it out. If you believe the polling shows that Bernie will easily win Iowa and he will easily win New Hampshire, which sets him up in a good position for Super Tuesday, which is coming up the first week of March.
For Michael Bloomberg. Go ahead.
Where is Michael Bloomberg? Do you know, Jen? Is he anywhere in there in the polling?
Well, he's not, and this is the point that I've been making all along. He's not on the ballot in Iowa. He's not on the ballot in New Hampshire.
He's not on
the ballot in most of the states with Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So he's really not a part of the conversation in when you're drilling down to the states, and that's what I keep saying is a problem, because to win the primary you have to be able to win the primary to go I'm sorry to go into the election
nobody's
you have to be able to win the primary.
Nobody's going to win the primary. That's why Bloomberg
I think that's
that
what he's counting
out.
On yeah
exactly yeah.
I was talking to my mom about this just the other day, and she said that it when Kennedy won as president it was an open ballot, and
yeah, that's and right.
Was,
he was
there
not
were a lot of different people. Yeah, yeah. So it's happened before. It could happen. Yeah. Anything can happen. Yeah. But right. I saw a Quinnipiac poll yesterday that said that Biden was actually leading.
Biden was still Bernie.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That was kind of an outlier. Bernie's, according to, let's look at Real Clear Politics right now, because they always do like an up to the minute. Sometimes you get outlier polls. Biden's still, by and large, the winner when it comes to national polling, but that doesn't matter as much.
Maybe it's a national poll then, yeah.
Yeah, in Iowa, Real Clear Politics has Sanders up at 23.8%, Biden's at 20.2%, mm-hmm. Mayor Pete 15.8%, Warren 14.6%, Klobuchar 9.6%, Yang 3.8%. This is big for Amy Klobuchar, too. This will be a make or break for her in Iowa. She spent a lot of her resources there, and I don't think she's even playing to win Iowa, but she needs to show up in the top
Vice
three.
Vice presidential candidate. She fits the bill for all of them. No matter who it is that gets the nomination, even Bloomberg, she fits
the Yeah, but that's not what
role.
She wants. She wants to win, and she's got to do well in Iowa. New Hampshire, Sanders is up by a lot. He's at 26.3%, followed by Biden at 16.8%.
How old is Amy Klobuchar? Just out of curiosity, early 50s.
She's around 50, right?
Is she?
Oh,
that,
is she?
In her
60s?
I didn't think she was that old. She's in her 50s.
Maybe she's not. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's
but
the
I
way.
But I agree with you, Doug. I think that she
out.
Fits. She's a puzzle
Anything.
Piece that fits
yep.
every candidate as a VP.
Yep.
Yep.
She sure
59.
Does.
59.
59. Okay. What's the. When we think about the United States of America, we think about the United States of anxiety. Are we now really because we actually. Have these after 4 years of this nonsense, because as soon as the president gets sworn in, okay, who's going to be next? So we've been going through this, and it creates more and more and more anxiety. Certainly with the impeachment, it's created more and more and more anxiety. So are we the United States of America, the United States of anxiety, or are we even the United States anymore? So let's see how it all fits together. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
The average American eats about 400 to 500 more calories than we used to.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says that's helped fuel the obesity epidemic. But for most healthy adults, cutting out 200 or so calories a day can help a lot because you'll likely reduce your daily intake of carbs and fat.
Which is a good thing. Every pound of weight we put on is 5 miles of blood vessels. So you do the math. If you're 10 pounds overweight, it's a lot. And your heart gets tired. The blood pressure goes up, the heart attack rates go up, etc.
Cutting calories also decreases your risk of stroke, diabetes, some cancers, and Alzheimer's disease.
It's not a good thing to have extra calories because our body stores them. If we could just urinate them out, that'd be wonderful, but it doesn't happen that way.
He says watch your portion sizes and eat foods based on the Mediterranean diet, which includes vegetables, fruits, whole grains, fish, and olive oil. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's going on in the brush fire capital of the world in Australia? The state of New South Wales announcing an independent investigation into the cause of these fires. It's going to take 6 months for them to examine what's going on, or has gone on, is still going on, in fact. But we were talking about this off the air, how this was the number one story until...
until it wasn't.
Virus and, but there, by the way, there's
still
a hell
problem.
Of a problem in Australia with the virus. A lot of people, you know, it's very close. Australia is very close to China. A lot of people going over have gone back and forth there. There's a real problem with the coronavirus in Australia. They got, my God, what problems they have. The drought that they have, the heat that they have, the fires that they have, the death of all these animals. 2,500 homes have been burned. It's really the... So the climate scientists there have said the most dominant reason for the heat wave now are the strong Indian Ocean, what they call the dipole, the difference in temperature in the West and East Indian Ocean. And that happens also in the Atlantic Ocean down below the equator. Is there, that's, you know, the shifting currents and things like that that change the temperature of the water. And they oftentimes they cause real serious weather patterns, so you can understand that. It's really amazing that this stuff is going on and on. And there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. It's going to have to burn itself out. And that may be another month or two. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's a light in my eyes, like a diamond in the sky. How I wonder.
23 and change after here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, you, me, and Dave Matthews. Been an outspoken environmentalist for a long time. He's got an upcoming children's book called If We Were Giants. And the book brings his nature-loving spirit to inspire the next generation of environmentally conscious children. Disney Publishing announcing its acquisition of the novel, which was written by Dave Matthews in collaboration with a children's book author named Cleet Barrett Smith. I don't know. Anybody know that name? I don't know. Apparently, it's well known. If We Were Giants, it's for middle grade readers, tells a fantasy tale about a girl named Kira who has to confront her past mistakes before she can save her peaceful community, the tree folk, from a gigantic threat. Dave Matthews says, having spent my childhood exploring the forests of Virginia and time as an adult with the people of South Africa, I really respect life balanced with nature. I'm thrilled to be working with Cleet and Disney to tell a story that focuses on the importance of the environment. If I Were Giants hits the shelves as a hardcover book on March 3rd. For those of you who look for good things for your children, I look for that for my grandson. He loves to have all of us read to him. It's good, maybe a good book, at least give him the stories. He's talking about some of these things. So it's good. All right, next up musically is Kacey Musgraves, proud mother of a new fur baby. She's been sharing images of a puppy that she adopted this week all over social media. She introduced the world to a new puppy. She named it Pepper. Meet Pepper, she captioned. The newest family member here rescued her yesterday, our little pound puppy. What does this dog look like?
Is such a cute dog.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I'll send you a picture. She's adorable.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's probably like a mutt. I don't know. It looks like maybe German Shepherd and some other stuff.
Well, we're talking about the dog bowls and the puppy bowls and the adoption stuff that goes on with Super Bowl weekend, so this is appropriate. It wouldn't be too far-fetched, says Mike Bloomberg visited Tom's one-hour photo in L.A.'s Koreatown for a new profile photo. She's the one who put that little store on the map.
Yeah, and I think thousands, at least thousands of other people must have gone in the last couple months since she went there, because he's just constantly pushing out pictures of people who are inspired by her. So if she was able to do that with this little tiny Photoshop, then I imagine she can help get some more puppies adopted.
That's where social media is powerful and positive.
Very
that's
helpful.
That's the best of social media.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift has a Netflix documentary coming out called Miss Americana. It actually hits the screens this weekend. The movie includes some home video of her award show montage clips, peeks at the exhaustion of a grueling world tour, and Taylor's struggles with body dysmorphia. She's been very skinny all of her.
She was filling very thin. She's not. She looks normal now, but she was. Yeah. I always thought she was painfully thin, but it turns out she kind of had an eating disorder, and she talks about it, I guess, in this new documentary.
Yeah.
She looks so much better now, doesn't she? Healthier.
She looks healthier.
She looks mature too.
Yeah.
Maturing a little bit. Swift took to social media to let her fans know that it also would be screening this Americana screening in a number of movie theaters around the country for people who want to see that. I'd actually go see that. I think I'd be interested to see what she's all about. But we can find that in L.A., Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Swift posted a list of the 24 movie houses that are going to be showing this. Yeah, one's in L.A., one's in El Paso, one's in Dallas, San Antonio, San Francisco, Phoenix, New York, Austin, and London. So, all right, something to look for if you are into that sort of thing. I just like those stories about people. It kind of makes them real for me, anyway, to see something like that. So that's that story from Taylor Swift here on the storied DJV program at 28 past the hour. You and I, when you could be
glad. At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Super Bowl 54 now in the history books. In Miami, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in a big comeback in the fourth quarter. Head coach Andy Reid winning his 222nd game on 2-2 of 20. It's his first Super Bowl win.
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won.
Pre-Super Bowl, President Trump sitting down for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. The president asked about the impeachment matter.
And I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job. It probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, or Russia, 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 which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense, the whole thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Here we are, continuing on with our conversation about this wonderful world we live in. First thing you think about when you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio, it's the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, as I look around at the wonders of this, I get off on the tangents, I know sometimes, the radio world and reviewing it and thinking about how much it does impact us. Still 92% of the people in this country listen to radio at one point or another during the day, every day. That's pretty amazing, pretty awesome. Actually, and there are fewer and fewer good choices.
So, and thank goodness for them, too.
Yes, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, yes, absolutely. So here we are with our job, which is to bring you up to date on things, keep you aware of things, stories that stay with you. I want to talk about Valentine's Day in a moment, even though it's a couple of weeks away. I have an idea for you. But first, the situation with the coronavirus, what airlines are doing or what they aren't doing, Victoria, kind of an interesting, how in the world, I guess you almost have to wonder sometimes who it is that runs these, what kind of common sense do they have, the starting and stopping of stupid stuff. So what are they doing now? What's around?
this actually might be a good thing. As we know, there are over 50 million people that are under a government lockdown right now in central China. So sports and transport, cultural events, everything is canceled. Schools canceled. In Hong Kong, same thing. Schools canceled now for the next month at least. And we haven't really seen anything like that happening in the U.S. yet. And we may not. Who knows? We don't know really how fast this virus is spreading outside of mainland China. But the interesting thing is, if you are flying internationally, you may find that some of the amenities are being taken, or if you want to call them amenities, but they're being taken away. Pillows, blankets, hot meals, magazines, even the safety cards now, like everything is being, anything that you can touch that gets passed from passenger to passenger is being removed from the planes. And I guess...
The seats.
I know, right? Well, you know, the thing is, like, to me, instead of removing this stuff, you know, I think it was the end of last year, one of the health reports about airlines came out, and the dirtiest on every airline, on every plane, doesn't matter what the airline is, the size of the plane, the actual dirtiest thing when they swabbed everything was not the bathroom, it wasn't even the tray, it's the seatbelt. And so if you don't clean the seatbelt, you can remove magazines all you want and take out hot meals and all the food, but if you're not cleaning those seatbelts, then people are still spreading germs.
Yeah.
It's like a
think about
dog.
It. Everybody touches them after they come back from the bathroom.
What I do is when I get on the plane and I sit down, one of the first things they do when you take off is they give you those towels, the hot towels, supposedly you wash your face and I stick them and clean my ears and whatever. And then I wipe off the top of the tray. And I wipe off.
See, you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
You're a germ.
Yeah, that's gross.
Right. No, isn't it? I'm cleaning off the stuff.
Yes, it is. You've wiped off your own germs and you've cleaned.
I don't have germs. I'm
clean.
Yeah, you do. You're not using antibacterial anything either, so it's not killing the germs. It's just water that's coming from your ears and your gross earwax. Who even does that anyway? And you're wiping it on the tray table.
I'm so glad I'll never have to fly with Doug anywhere. I'll sit back in steerage. I'll be fine.
I flew with you once. That was fun.
It's okay.
And that was the last time
we Southwest. We were on Southwest.
Yeah.
Doug was right in front of me. It was like he was in first class again.
So the CDC, other than having to deal with all of this stuff with the viruses, has announced that there is a positive effect to the way we're living, at least at the moment. Life expectancy in our country is up for the first time in about 4 years. We're talking about this with Dr. Ken. We listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll hear the story of this, the fact that we're living an average of a month longer than we did a couple of years ago. Is that okay? Is that good when we think about the average expectancy being 78.9 or something like that? Another month? Is it? Do you even think about when you? I was actually onto this morning. I was getting up as we start every day. Wake up, rise and shine, and you don't understand the cumulative effect of how long. You know, every once in a while we pinch ourselves, Jennifer, and how long she's been with me, how long I've been doing this. Kara's been around for longer than we think she has, and so has Victoria. It just seems like it was yesterday, and yet it's years. And so when you add an extra 1 month, you know, one of the things that the actuaries will tell you, more money is spent in the last 4 or 5 months of all of our lives to keep us alive than is spent the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
The previous 70 or 80 or 90 years, it's the last 2 or 3 months where all the money is spent. And people argue that it's probably, okay, we know what the end result is, so why are we trying to extend people's lives by another few weeks or a few months? Interesting question to pose philosophically. Anyway, so back to the facts here. One of the things that is supposedly responsible for us living longer is there have been fewer overdoses and cancer deaths are decreasing. Isn't that, when you think about it, heroin and prescription painkiller overdoses, killing yourself with fentanyl and cocaine and meth, that number went
not
down.
Not to make it all Trumpy, because you guys are going to go, oh, here she goes again. But the administration has actually made it a priority to go after opioids and the addiction issues. And they did this right away. And I had someone on. It might have actually been Alex Azar from Health and Human Services, or maybe one of his underlings. But it was the first time in like a decade where there was actually a decline, finally, after a couple of years of these programs. And whether it's related or not, obviously they're going to take the credit for it, but it might be that the declines and the overdose deaths had actually come down. My Jeff always talks about, because he works for, I guess he works for Kaiser, and so he says that now,
generous fiance, go ahead.
When people get prescriptions, when they choose, because the doctors are supposed to give them a choice, do you want this or that, basically, and if they take opioids or something, when they go pick up the prescription, it's now mandated, at least in our state, that they give them the overdose shot, basically. So if they take too much of it, you have to, by law now, hand that out to people who have prescriptions that they could overdose on. Look, imagine that. I mean, that's a sad state of affairs, but it's probably helping.
That shot has saved a lot of lives. Demi Lovato is one of them. When she overdosed on opioids and her assistant knew to give her the Narcan shot or whatever they call it. It's crazy. But
heart disease, cancer deaths, that sort of thing, the big baddies are down. But more people in the last couple, 3 years have died from the flu. Remember, I used that number. 70,000 people died last year in America because of the ordinary flu. Doesn't make a headline.
8,200 this year so far this season.
Yeah,
8,200.
Right. Yeah, that's only 1 month.
Well, they say 15 million people have gotten the flu this season. 8,200 have died.
Yeah, all people with compromised immune systems. Say people are going to be victimized, in essence, by this coronavirus. It's just another, it is, I've always wondered, and I like to clarify, whether the virus is caused by a bacteria or whether it's caused by a, not a bacteria, but a, what's, where did I go with that? Bacteria or... What's the virus?
Virus,
thank you. Yeah, because when I had that pneumonia last year, remember, it was a viral pneumonia, wasn't it? I thought at first it was bacterial.
Viral pneumonia is set. My mom had that last year. It took her 6 weeks to get rid of it.
Takes a long time. Yep. So those are the kinds of stories that stay with us. So I want to leave you, you know, those things, a lot of people are talking about that sort of thing. Can I give you an idea as we begin the month of February about sending cards to people, something that I saw and I knew I set it aside and I thought now is a good time to think about it or talk about it because we have a couple of weeks and people can actually take action on this if you want to do something that will make people feel good. Operation Valentine is something that's around. It's the request made by seniors. There are senior organizations that people, especially those who know a veteran, an older veteran, like I met somebody when I was home the last time. His name was Major Bill White. He had been in the Marine Corps during World War II. He's 104 years old. Guy's all alone. Has nobody in his life. So somebody like that would be a perfect candidate for a Valentine card. You know, these are people who are survivors. This was the most important war. The guy was in active duty for 43 years. That's another thing. Most people don't stay in the service that long. 43 years. He was injured and wounded to get the Purple Heart Medal. But anyway, I guess I'm thinking he was an example. But don't we all know somebody like that? And don't we know how maybe to get a hold of them? Or you can maybe just find out where there is a senior home. And the people that don't have anybody, women live longer than men, so probably more women could get the Valentine. You know, it's cool. I dropped that on your head because I think that it's a way for us to, maybe you'll do something. It's in the next week or so would be the time to do it, to identify someone in a senior living home that you could send a Valentine to. Be my Valentine. 44 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well? but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun, but the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Jessica Simpson. Good God, did you think this was weird? There was nothing else going on in the world if you're a follower of the gossip pages or People Magazine or TMZ or whatever it is. This book that's supposed to be coming out next week, all about what's called, what is it, what's the name of the book?
Open Book.
Open Book, okay.
And boy, has she. I think she's probably irritated some people because she's spilling tea and she said she didn't ask for permission before she did it, so.
Well, she talks about her deal with Johnny Knoxville when she was married to Nick Lachey. She was doing the Boom Boom with him. They were in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Was she actually doing the Boom Boom with him, or did she just like him? She said that they could
apparently
not be together because
they were married. There's a section, apparently, about them sleeping together.
I will do more research.
She and Knoxville
started sending
letters back and forth. The result, they developed an emotional bond that was far deeper than the one she had with her husband.
I mean, yeah, she revealed that.
Funny,
she
I know, because I placed such an emphasis on sex by not having it before marriage. After I actually had it, I understood that the emotional part was what mattered, and Johnny and I had that, which seemed more of a
betrayal. They had the emotional
to my marriage than sex.
They had the emotional part, but they didn't have sex.
What's worse? That's a good question. What is?
Look, she got married way too young. It's another one of those cases. She was married way too young, never should have done it. So now she's, happily married later on.
Yeah. All right, there you go. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Moving along on the DJV program with a focus on some things that kind of fit together with all the discussion of Super Bowl this past weekend. Caroline Blakely is here. This is the president of an organization called Rebuilding Together. We have her along with Pro Bowler Frank Gore. The idea is to sort of bring people together. Frank Gore was also, in terms of being a Pro Bowler, you were with the Buffalo Bills as a running back. Just give us a little background on your experience as an NFL player, Mr. Gore.
I've been blessed to play NFL 15 years. I went to 5 Pro Bowlers. I started off at San Francisco 49ers. I played there for 10 years. Then I went to the Colts. I played there for 3. Then came back home to Miami, played one here, and now I finished up in Buffalo. I've been, had a great career so far, but I still feel good, and I think I still want to play the game I still love.
Ms. Blakely, rebuilding homes and stuff. Where did this come from? Who's the force behind all this? Because it sounds like a fabulous idea.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It really has been. This organization's been around 40 years,
And it started in Texas with neighbors helping neighbors and choosing an elderly woman in the community and repairing her home for free and allowed her to stay in the community. And it just caught fire and went across the country. And now we have more than 130 affiliates nationwide that all year long focus on helping those in need that need critical repairs to their homes so they can stay in their communities and in their homes in a safe and healthy condition.
This whole thing, how have you come together? I know there are home improvement centers at Lowe's are supplying some of the materials for this. So why is it connected to the Super Bowl? What's the significance?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to be chosen to be the Super Bowl sanctioned charity about 14 years ago. So our, this is, I guess, our 21st time doing what we call KCR, Kickoff to Rebuild. And to date, through Kickoff to Rebuild, Rebuilding Together has repaired 158 homes. We've engaged more than 5,000 volunteers and invested more than $5 million in communities nationwide in the cities where the Super Bowl is hosted. So we got connected to the Super Bowl through knowing the NFL commissioner, and he was at the time Paul Tagliabue, and he was very interested in the work that Rebuilding Together was doing. And then Lowe's, who has been working with Rebuilding Together for about 14 years, decided to join us in this special event.
This is all is coming together, I guess, this area in Miami. But just spend a minute, Caroline, please, talking about some of the other areas specifically where you've had success. This has been going on now for a number of years.
Every time in every city where the Super Bowl is, my affiliate there will pick a neighborhood that's in need, and they'll meet the homeowners, scope out the houses, figure out which ones are good for the day of Kickoff to Rebuild. And they'll bring out 200-plus volunteers to really work the entire day in the neighborhoods.
So you're working on homes to improve them, roofs that are leaking, bathrooms?
Oh, what we do, sure. We really try to make every home as safe and healthy as we can. Often we work on roofs, painting, making sure the house is pest-free, trip hazard-free, no mold, window, weather stripping, smoke alarms, everything to make the house healthy and safe.
Well, it sounds like something that should be getting a lot more attention than it does, Frank. I'm glad to have you here today to tell the story, because I think it's something there. There should be a lot more of these things, frankly. All right, what can people do for more information? Let's say somebody wants to volunteer. A citizen in an area wants to give back by volunteering. How do they do that?
They can go to my website for both ways. It's rebuildingtogether.org, and they can find an affiliate in where they live and give their time, or they can always give their money. So we take all donations, because all these repairs that we provide to the homeowners are free, and that is because of our donors that we're so fortunate to have that give us money.
Is Lowe's giving you the materials that you're using too in the areas where they
Absolutely. Are? Absolutely. Lowe's right now gives materials and dollars and their employees' time.
rebuildingtogether.org/kickoff-rebuild-comes-miami-superbowl-54. Thanks for being here. Pro Bowler Frank Gore from the Buffalo Bills and Caroline Blakely, who's the president of Rebuilding Together, here on the DJV program.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.